Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, DJ TJ. Well, welcome back to the show. I am excited about our show on today. We have an exclusive interview with Damon Williams. Damon Williams, he is a comedian, and you can hear him weekly on the nationally syndicated Tom Joyner Morning Show. Also, you can see him on the current season of HBO Def Comedy Jam, and also on the groundbreaking set on a new season of Martin Lawrence's First Amendment stand-up. Well, we're going to go ahead and get to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined with Damon Williams, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to DJ Tanisha.
You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good. We have many great air personalities throughout the country and world on Faces of Success. You can hear TJ the DJ and the R&B Lounge out of Dallas, Texas, the Midnight Soul Show in Sacramento, California, Stormy Monday Blues in Reno, Nevada, Mercy and Grace Gospel in Gambia, Africa, Smooth Conversation and Club 976 Radio in Florida, Hoochie Coo Radio in Chicago, Bonafide Soul Man Radio in Arizona, Crossfade Radio in Canada, and Urban Gospel Sounds in Dallas-Fort Worth. All right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Tune in for the best gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, blues and rock on your station that makes you feel good.
FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Mr. H, also known as Black News, and you're listening to my girl, DJ TJ, one of the hottest online DJs it is around. You dig? And you could go get the new single, Jump Off the Porch, featuring Big Chief and Jarrell Cashflow on ThatPiff.com. Just search Jump Off the Porch. Yeah, let's get it.
Living, disappear the pack, that's just how I'm living. Been in that water, got about that water, now top the water.
It's always there. You can try to charm me.
You can try to charm me.
But trying to charm me only gets you nailed.
You're listening to DJ Tanisha.
Welcome back to the show. This is DJ Tanisha, and I am excited about this segment of our show. I told you guys we were going to have an exclusive interview with Damon Williams, so I'm going to go ahead and bring Damon right on in. Hey, what's going on today, Damon?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
Well, I am excited that you accepted the invitation to be on the show on today.
Yeah, very, very excited. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the Rhythm and Blues Foundation.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to go ahead and tell the listeners who you are and just a little bit about where they can find you, your social media and website information as well.
Okay, so the Rhythm and Blues Foundation is a nonprofit organization that helps R&B artists who are in need of financial assistance or medical assistance. So just imagine your favorite artist that helped create the soundtrack of your life. Imagine if they couldn't pay their rent. They were sick in the hospital. They couldn't afford their bills. Who would help them? Unfortunately, their record labels do not help them in that type of situation. So our foundation was created to help artists and give them the resource when they are in need. You can find us on Facebook at Rhythm and Blues Foundation, and also our website is rhythmandblues.org, and that's N, just a letter N, so rhythm, the letter N, blues.org. But the foundation is really in place to ensure, one, that artists are taken care of, and two, that we protect our history of R&B music, because the history and legacy of R&B music in a lot of ways is being stripped away from us. I don't know if you noticed, but last year at one time, 2014, we didn't have one R&B record on the Hot 100 charts from Billboard at all, because R&B music is not getting the same opportunity as other forms of music. So artists like Anthony Hamilton, Raheem Devon, those artists don't necessarily get heard on radio and other places the way that they should. So it's very important that we try to protect our genre of music.
Well, I'm glad that you shared that and that you guys are actually doing that, because, like you said, it is to protect our legacy with R&B music. So I think that's great. I wanted you to share who you are and also your social media and website information so the listeners can find out where they can find out more about you and your upcoming events and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so outside of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, outside of being the chairman of that organization, which I do in my spare time for the love of the music and the history of our music, I'm the senior vice president of programming for Music Choice, which is a cable television network on all the cable systems. I'm sure all your listeners out there probably listen to a lot of their music on the TV from Music Choice. So I do that and work with the music industry very, very closely to market and promote artists.
Okay. Well, if I had to ask one question, and it would be, who is Damon Williams? What would you say to describe yourself?
I mean, I would say I'm a music guy. I'm a guy that grew up in a family that's been in the music business since the 40s. And I'm a DJ by heart. Got into the music business by being a club DJ, mixing in clubs down in Norfolk, Virginia, all the way up to New York. That's how I got started in the music business. And I'm very, very passionate about protecting our music and our legacy. A lot of times we watch things like the Grammy Awards, and you'll notice that R&B is left out. It's not part of the show, or, you know, a lot of times the correct artist is not even given acknowledgement. So we're trying to correct those wrongs. We're trying to rally the R&B community together to speak about it. So just recently we did a fundraiser called Soul of the 90s, where we honored R&B artists from the 90s. It was hosted by Michael Bivins from New Edition. We also had the R&B group Intro in the house and Allure from the house. And it was all about, you know, paying homage to what they accomplished and how important that decade of R&B music is. When you think about the 90s, of course, you think about BBD, you think about Mary J. Blige, R. Kelly. But a lot of those artists are slowly and slowly being forgotten by mainstream media. So we're out here to try to protect that legacy and keep it alive.
Okay. Well, I want you listeners to make sure that you go check out the website and the foundation. Like you said, it's rhythmandblues.org. And I think that's an amazing thing that you're doing, Damon. I wanted to ask you, when did you know that you had a passion for doing comedy? When did you know that?
You said being in comedy?
Yes.
Oh, well, see, I don't do comedy, but there is another Damon Williams that does comedy. And he's, you know, me and him got the same name, but he got a lot more money than me.
Okay. Well, on the note of when you said you're protecting the legacy of the R&B artists, I did notice, like you said, some of the artists that you named, they are slowly being forgotten, and I don't really hear the same things we used to hear. I'm in my 40s, so I know that I grew up with R&B, and so that thing that this generation needs to hear exactly what you're talking about, how we do have foundations and things set up in place just to preserve R&B. I wanted to ask you, who would you say has been an inspiration in your life and why?
I think the biggest inspiration in my life is probably common to everyone, my mother. You know, all of our mothers give us that love and that nurturing that builds that foundation that allows us to go out in the world and make our own way. In the world of music, you know, people like Bob Marley, Stevie Wonder, and Donny Hathaway stand out for me because they were able to make music that reflected what was going on in the black community at the time that they were making music. And I think a little bit of that is lost right now. I think, you know, the message too much is about, you know, violence or other things. And I ain't got no problem with expression and people telling stories from where they come from. What I'm trying to say is I don't think there's enough balance in the media.
Right.
So I think what's happening with R&B, that the idea that we make music that's about love, that we make music that's about relationships, and we make music that uplifts our spirit, because R&B is just a cousin of gospel, right? Everything comes from gospel. That message is getting lost in the way that it's delivered to our people, and I think it's harmful to our people not to have more balance in her music. So don't nobody get me out there wrong. I'm not attacking any particular genre, saying that people shouldn't be able to say things. What I'm trying to say is that you should also be able to turn on the radio and hear more balance and hear some of the great music that artists are making that gets ignored. You can't necessarily find a great Anthony Hamilton record played 70 times a day on the radio. We're trying to create a platform where we can go talk to some of these big companies and challenge them to have more balance. And, you know, they try to act like, well, nobody wants to hear that music anymore. That's not true. I take you to any club, anywhere, the South, West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, and they're going to be playing some good R&B in those clubs because that's part of what we do, but it's not being consumed or sent out to us in the masses. And it's definitely not touching the next generation. And that's what worries me the most. Like you said, you know, you're 4 years old. You were able to get exposed to that music. But we got a whole other generation coming behind me and you that's not necessarily getting that opportunity. And I got a problem with that. So I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay. And what would you say separates this foundation from any others? What makes it different?
The difference with our foundation was that our foundation was actually started by artists that sued the music industry in the late 80s over royalty payments that were never paid. And from that lawsuit, the record labels settled by starting this foundation to ensure that artists would be taken care of. So this is not a foundation that was started by a bunch of big corporations for a tax write-off. It was actually started by artists fighting. And this is my connection to it. The foundation was started by my aunt. Her name was Ruth Brown. She's one of the first really big stars of rhythm and blues music in the 1950s. And after her came Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin and others. If you Google her, you'll read all about her. So I think that's what really makes us different. I think what makes us different is we're specifically for R&B and rhythm and blues music, and it's our job to try to protect them.
Okay. And I guess what would you say you want your legacy to be regarding the foundation as well as in your end of your own life?
I think in terms of the foundation, I would want the legacy to be that, you know, I kept it going and passed it on to another generation, and I ensure that, you know, our community knows who our celebrities and our artists are. You never hear other communities say that Elvis Presley is not the king, or you never heard them say that Johnny Cash was the king of country music. You don't get that on our side. It gets lost, you know. So I want my legacy to be that I made sure that if any kid knows who Marvin Gaye was, who Stevie Wonder was, who Ruth Brown was, who Etta James was, we want to make sure that that's protected. And, you know, just in terms of my life, like everybody else, you know, we all want to make our mama proud, and make our family proud, and just do the right thing and be righteous.
Okay. And if there's a listener that's out there and they're wanting to find out more about the foundation, based on your experiences with other artists, what would you share with them about, you know, looking into the foundation? What would you share with them?
Well, I mean, the first thing is that everything is confidential and private with us. So when an artist does seek help from us, we don't broadcast it. We don't try to use them as a poster child, so to speak, to say that we help them. So all they have to do is go to the website, get the application, fill it out, get it back to us, and then we evaluate it and determine if we can help them. Like anything, there are guidelines and things that have to be met. But in most cases we're able to do something for artists. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of things we have to do is, unfortunately, people leave the earth and, you know, they can't even bury themselves or their family doesn't have that ability to do that. So even making sure that people have dignity in their last hours or while they're still here on the earth is a big part of it.
Right. Okay, well, I want you to go ahead, for those listeners who may have just tuned in, go ahead and give them the website information and social media once again.
Okay, so the Facebook page is Rhythm and Blues Foundation on Facebook. The website is rhythmandblues.org, and that's rhythm, the letter N, blues.org. You can hit me up on Twitter at Damon Williams MC. And that stands for Music Choice. And, you know, that's how you get in touch with us. And, you know, we're moving our foundation back to New York City in August. It currently is in Philadelphia. And we'll be doing a lot of press and celebration around that. And when I get those details, I'll make sure that I share that with you.
Okay. Well, is there anything that you would like to add or like to share?
No, I think we covered everything that's really, really important. The last thing to add is, again, if you're a fan or a family member of an artist and you know that they may be in need, please encourage them or their family to reach out to us, and we'll do our best to respond and help them. I mean, that's really the main thing. A lot of times people just don't know that we're here, and a lot of referrals we get, they do come from somebody that knows the artist, or is a family member, or a fan. So, in any way that you can get the word out, we would appreciate it very much. We have over $2 million in funding available for artists, so we'd like to be able to make that sure that goes to the right people.
Okay. Well, at this time, if you would like to give your Hayes or what's up, say your shout outs, you can do that at this time.
I just want to give a shout-out to everyone that's involved with the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. Specifically, I want to give a shout-out to Michael Bivens, the new addition, for joining our board and being part of the organization. He's such an important part of R&B music from New Edition and also BBD. Also, from his record label, Biv 10, which launched the careers of Boyz II Men, and others. So to have a guy like him involved means a lot, and you can look forward to seeing us do a lot of things that might be in the very near future.
Okay, well, I want to thank you, Damon, for just being a part of the show. And listeners, once again, make sure you look into the foundation's information. You can go to rhythmandblues.org, and also just check out all the social media. I think it's very helpful for you guys to check that out for your friends, family members who may be artists, and they may just didn't even know anything about it. But I want to thank you again, Damon, for being a part of the show. Listeners, we're going to go ahead and we're going to hear a song by Tamar and Future. It's entitled Let Me Know, and we'll be right back with you. welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tanisha. Well, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to the show on today. We have some great information that will help artists. Once again, that organization and foundation was rhythmandblues.org. Well, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you go to facesofsuccessradio.com and check out all the shows we have. We have some amazing DJs, some amazing shows, and I know you guys will be truly entertained and inspired. All right, tune in again next week with TJ's R&B Music Lounge.